I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Palestinian militant group Hamas handed over three Israeli hostages on Saturday, and dozens of Palestinian prisoners and detainees were released in exchange. Lucy Fielder from Reuters has more.
Israeli-American Keith Siegel is released by Hamas at Gaza's seaport on Saturday, one of three Israelis handed over to the Red Cross in the latest exchange. Ofer Calderon, a French-Israeli dual national, was released in Khan Yunis, as was Yarden Bibas. Hours later, Palestinian prisoners and detainees got off buses greeted by jubilant and tearful crowds. They're among the 183 Palestinians who were due to be released in this part of the exchange. At the newly opened Rafah crossing, the first Palestinian patients were allowed to leave Gaza for Egypt.
It's critically important that we speed up the medevac outside Gaza.
The World Health Organization's Rick Peeperkorn said evacuations needed to be ramped up for Gazan patients with traumatic war injuries as well as other conditions.
Lucy Fielder for Reuters. A medical jet with six Mexican nationals on board crashed into a busy Philadelphia neighborhood Friday. According to Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum, all passengers were killed, and the dead included a child who was receiving treatment at a Philadelphia hospital and her mother. Witnesses like Shalina Roster told local TV crews that they saw body parts in or near the wreckage.
I saw bodies dismembered, like right next to the Dunkin' Donuts. Someone sent me a video of a man who was literally on fire, running from a car, and he was literally engulfed in flames. You saw the houses burning. It was horrific.
State and local officials said late on Friday they could not yet confirm how many people may have died on the ground, but at least six were injured. This tragedy marks another major aviation disaster after a passenger plane and a military helicopter collided midair in Washington, D.C. earlier this week. This is VOA News. Sudan's health authorities say a notorious paramilitary group fighting against the country's military has attacked an open market in the city of Omdurman, killing at least 54 people. Saturday's attack by the Rapid Support Forces on the Sabrin Market also wounded at least 158 others, the health ministry said in a statement. It was the latest in a series of deadly attacks in the escalated civil war that has devastated the northeastern African country. Khalid Al-Alisir, Minister of Culture and Government spokesperson, condemned the attack, saying the casualties included many women and children. He also said the attack caused widespread destruction to private and public properties. The conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo risks escalating into a broader regional war, Burundi's president said Saturday, as Congolese troops have fought back against M23 rebels. United Nations officials say the crisis has killed upwards of 770 people alone this week, and Africa's top health agency warned the fighting could spark new outbreaks of serious diseases.
Summit reaffirmed solidarity and unwavering proof to continue supporting the DRC in its pursuit of safeguarding its independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity, as well as sustainable peace, security, and development.
That was Elias Mgozi, the Southern African Development Community Executive Secretary, during crisis talks in Zimbabwe on Friday. The summit called for leaders from Eastern and Southern African countries to meet over the escalating conflict in the Eastern DRC. Ukrainian officials said Russia launched a barrage of drones and missiles on Ukraine on Saturday, killing 11 people and damaging dozens of residential buildings as well as energy infrastructure across the country. Ukrainian Air Force said Russian forces launched 123 drones and more than 40 missiles. Its air defense units shot down 56 of the drones and redirected 61, it said. The Air Force provided no figures on how many missiles were intercepted. Russia's defense ministry said its forces had launched attacks aimed at Ukraine's gas and other energy infrastructure and had shot down 108 Ukrainian drones in the last 24 hours. New tariffs against Canada, Mexico, and China that President Donald Trump plans to impose on Saturday represent an aggressive early move against America's three largest trading partners. In Trump's view, the 25% tariffs against the two North American allies and a 10% tax on imports from Washington's chief economic rival are a way for the United States to throw around its financial heft to reshape the world, but could also lead to inflation and possible disruptions to the global economy. It is possible the tariffs could be short-lived if Canada and Mexico can reach a deal with Trump to more aggressively address illegal immigration and fentanyl smuggling. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.